This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize you to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think you are. In fact, I'm pretty sure that you are because you're here listening to this radio show right now. That makes you very exceptional and very special. So thanks for your listenership. Actually, we're rocking it in terms of listenership. So I'm pretty excited about that. Anyway, so like I said, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Now, do not forget, absolutely do not forget our website for newcaliforniastate.com, the initiative to start a 51st state in the union. Guess what? It's going to happen, and we're going to be it. Tag, we're it. In fact, we got a little bit of an opening salvo, I guess, because there's a CNBC article that came out today, and I am mentioned in it, of course. Jeff Daniels of CNBC did an article about the state movements, and it's kind of interesting. The propaganda is out there. Now, he treats us fairly at the end, of course, sort of like an afterthought. Oh, there's this other movement going on, in which the other movements, such as the Draper and the Calexit business, you know, and all that garbage that's out there. And I say garbage. I shouldn't be saying garbage, but it's true. Anyway, it is an interesting article, and I'll give you sort of a piece of my mind as we get into the hour here. We're also going to be hearing relevant excerpts from Grievance 14, which today is going to be read in 15 counties. 15 counties of the 38 counties that are out there that we have now involved, actively engaged. Some are more active than others. We understand that. That's just sort of the nature of the beast at this point in time. But we are letting the beast loose. We are letting the beast loose. There's going to be so many big announcements coming up about New California in the next month or so, actually more than that. So we're really, really anxious. More counties. We have could have the opportunity to get 49 counties. Right now we have 38, and we have 49 potential. We have had interest from all 58 counties. Now, that's significant. People want out. They want a change. And I know there's the election coming up. They're going to want more of a change after this election, the primary election. Absolutely. People are going to be outraged at the results. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's just sort of my little play on words, if you know what I mean. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay. Now, this article that came out from MSNBC this morning, actually not even an hour ago maybe. I'll read it to you. I'll read parts of it to you so you understand. Plan to divorce California from U.S. is getting a second chance. Is it? I changed the title around a little bit. And I'm going to actually be adding my editorial piece at the top of this, but I'll give you the raw story right now before we get rid of a bunch of it and rewrite our stuff and all that garbage. It's not garbage. It's work, actually. It's big work. Anyway, so Jeff Daniels calls me out of the blue and says, what do you think about this? And, you know, from CNBC, the Los Angeles Bureau. And I said, well, you know, okay. So this is his article. It says, California secession movement will get a second try as the state's war against the Trump administration rages on several fronts. On Monday, the California Secretary of State's office announced, now this is significant, when you think about this, announced that a secession ballot proposal has been cleared to begin gathering needed signatures, and it comes amid other efforts that seek to split up California. Now, it is my opinion, this is no different with the secessionist ballot proposal. This is no different than the secessionist movement and conferences and conventions that were happening in the South in 1859 and 60. Now, I want to know, how did that end up? Huh? Oh, well, they got West Virginia. West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Really? Now, some of you know the Constitution like we know it. Some of you know that there's this thing called Article 6, Clause 2, which is known as the Supremacy Clause. That it is really the clause of the Constitution that keeps all 50 states together. And the last time it was tested was, well, after following a secessionist conventions and initiatives and proposals. Now, we have very strict laws, the Supremacy Clause being one of them, that, you know, guarantees that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Now, just I find it very interesting that Alex Padilla, who happens to be the California Secretary of State, is also known as one of the members of the Mexican Mafia in Sacramento. And, of course, Javier Becerra, he's also the Attorney General, and he's known to be part of that cabal as well. And then there's Kevin De Leon and Anthony Renan and so many others that are part of this so-called Mexican Mafia. This is, listen, I'm not being disparaging here. This is the terminology. These are quote. This is the quote, the quotes that I have heard by numerous staffers over the years, the last couple in particular, from deep within the bowels of the California capital. That's a fact, Jack. That's the way it is. That is a fact. So, is this ballot proposal on the face of it an act of sedition by the Secretary of State is the question. That's really the question. There's no other question about, no other need to even proceed further with the rest of the article. That is the question of the article in the first two lines. Has the Secretary of State, Alex Putney, has he committed sedition by allowing this to go on the ballot and gather signatures? Well, gather signatures first, then go on the ballot. Has he broken the glass, the barrier to the Supremacy Clause right there, right now? Has he done that? All those in favor of saying yes, raise your hand. I have both hands up. I know how to vote in California. So I say yes, he has. That's my opinion. I hope you agree with me. So now, it comes amid other efforts to seek to split up California. Secessionist ballot proposal. Now, I'm going to click on the hyperlink. We're going to get into a break. I'm going to come back. Proposed initiative enters circulation for immediate release, April 23rd. Here we go. Alex Padilla, California Secretary of State. When we come back from the break, I'll read it, so you get a clue as to what is going on. Secessionist sedition right in front of our faces. New California will be the answer. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're talking about secession, sedition, and the usual suspects. The Mexican Mafia down there in Sacramento is lining up with them. Because after all, they must have a breakaway nation, right? So, now, here we have the proposed initiative that enters circulation. This is a seditious document, period, end of subject. This is open sedition in California now. This is what it is. It says, for immediate release, April 23rd, 2018, contact SOS Press Office. That's something on a shingle, I suspect. Office. On a shingle. Press Office. No, that's supposed to be for of state. I'm sorry, I lost it. Anyway, the number is 916-653- 6575, for those of you that want to call, like, right now. Let me repeat that. Repete, s'il vous plaît. I'm because, you know, Macron, he's here. I'm doing it. It's a French thing. Repete, s'il vous plaît. Repeat, please. Okay, 916, for those of you in English don't understand. 916-653-6575. 6575. All right, proposed initiative enters circulation. Requires a vote in 2021 on whether California should become an independent country. Initiative statute. Uh-huh. Sacramento. Secretary of State Alex Padilla announced the proponents of a new initiative were cleared to begin collecting petition signatures today. The Attorney General prepares the legal title and summary that is required to appear on initiative petitions. When the official language is complete, the Attorney General forwards it to the proponent and to the Secretary of State, and the initiative may be circulated for signatures. The Secretary of State then provides calendar deadlines to the proponent and to county election officials. The Attorney General's official title and summary for the measure is as follows. Requires a vote in 2021 on whether California should become an independent country initiative statute. Requires a special election in May 2021 to ask voters whether California should become an independent country in the form of a republic. If approved by a majority of voters, requires a legislature to declare California's independence from the United States. Get that? Let me read that again. If approved by a majority of voters, requires the legislature to declare California's independence from the United States. Now, don't you find it interesting? This will probably give you a clue as to what kind of governmental system they want in this CalExit New California business. CalExit, not me. Ah, no, in this new nation business. Let me répète, s'il vous plaît. Here we go. If approved by a majority of voters, requires the legislature to declare California's independence from the United States. Requires California to invite and encourage international election monitors to observe and monitor the measure, including the voting process, collection of ballots, and certification of results. Summary of estimate by legislative analyst and director of finance of fiscal impact on state and local government. Potential one-time state and local costs in the tens of millions of dollars to hold a statewide special election. Secretary of State's tracking number for this measure is 1852, and the Attorney General's tracking number is 18-0001. The proponents of the measure, Marcus Ruiz Evans and Louis J. Marinelli, must collect the signatures of 365,000 registered voters 5% of the total votes cast for the governor in 2014 general election in order to qualify for the ballot. The proponents have 180 days to circulate petitions for the measure, meaning the signatures must be submitted to county elections officials no later than October 17, 2018. The proponents can be reached at 415-595-3394 and 916-524-0631. There you go. And it has a little thing here to go follow the California Secretary of State on Twitter. So I'm going to do that. Here we go. Twitter replies. More days, more ways. Voters' Choice California Act makes it easier to choose when, where, and how you vote in Sacramento County. Ah, okay. What else do they have? New video. Secretary Padilla visits California School for the Deaf. Okay. That's one. By the way, that's a marvelous thing. I used to work in a school, and we had to, part of our league was California School for the Deaf, CSDR, in Riverside. California School for the Deaf in Riverside. And I tell you, I have so many precious memories of competition, watching athletes that can't hear play really, really good competitive athletics and all that stuff. So that's just a little side note there. So Alex Padilla makes this little thing. So what he's doing is going around talking to everybody at Rio Americano. Okay, here's Secretary of State was at the one Rio Americano high school to show students how easy it is to pre-register to vote. Many of them did it online. Isn't that interesting? He's going around getting the high school students to vote. It's a voting drive. He's using his office as a voting drive in California to get high school students to vote. See, they're trying to get age 16 for voting. And if you register, I guess it's you can vote, right? Isn't that interesting? Aren't we glad we tweeted this? It says students throughout the state are showing more interest in high school voter education weeks than ever before. Aha, I get it. Says Roy Ball High School to announce a pre-registration of over 100,000 students who will be able to vote once they turn 18. Isn't this interesting? I find it very interesting, don't you? Chime in here.
Is activated immediately on their 18th birthday. So 100,000 young people, you know, they can't wait to turn 18 and cast a ballot in that next election.
There's Alex.
We see
Padilla.
A lot of elections now being very, very close since the 2016 election due to the polarizing of issues. And so your one vote can really change an election. And I hope students are empowered by that.
Student body president. Pre-register at 16,
it's
vote
very
at 18.
Easy to pre-register to vote.
Is the
you can
sign.
Actually go online to the Secretary of State's office to vote, or you can find a paper ballot at any government office.
That's LA Unified School District. See, this is the way they can roll, right? They can do this sort of thing. Oh, aren't we glad we went to Twitter? We're seeing secession play out right in front of our faces because these guys will be able to vote, the vast majority of them, at 2016, which when there's 16 right now and registering to vote now in 2021. Because after all, it is 2018. You got to remember that. A special election is going to be held in 2021 in May. Uh-huh. So these guys are going to be 18 to 19 years of age at 16 right now. They'll be prime. And of course, there's so much time to start telling these kids that we need to be a nation. We need to secede this way. Isn't this a beautiful scam they've got going on? Isn't it a beautiful scam? Beautiful. Beautiful. Got to get out there. Boy, and they just got, he's been going around Democracy at Work partnership with the Oak Library. Yeah. Students Arise High School. Okay. Another student body thing. Let's see. CSU, they got the deaf school. Is that Riverside? No, Fremont. Let's see. Another school. Unbelievable. visiting high schools across the state to encourage pre-registration. Just the other day he started this. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so now we've discovered just a little bit of research, and you know, we started off on a different track, and you know, okay, I stuck to the playbook pretty much this morning, and now I'm not, because I tweeted. I was doing some research, and it's come from the CNBC article. We now understand the plan for CalExit in, yes, California. And why they are demanding a special May election. I wonder why it's May. May 1st. Is it May 1st? No. It can't be May 1st. Is it May 1st that they're going to do something like this? I perish the thought, right? I don't know. Let's check. Is it special May 1st? Now, we're looking at this. Okay, let me get you up to speed. They called me, CNBC, the other day, and wanted some quotes about what's going on with New California and things like that. Jeff Daniels, a reporter, we had a long talk because he did not understand the constitutional nature of what we're doing. Article 4, Section 3, he was clueless. So now we understand what they're up to. It says, this is this the required vote. It says, proposed initiative enters circulation. Requires a vote in 2021 on whether California should become an independent country, initiative statute. Secretary of State Alex Padilla announced the proponents of a new initiative were cleared to begin collecting signatures today. That was yesterday, actually. The Attorney General prepares a legal, blah, blah, blah. Requires a vote in 2021 on whether California should become an independent country. Now, this is clear sedition, guys. And they've got a plan for the sedition. It's pretty obvious what they're doing and how the plan is working. We've discovered it here on Agenda 21, right? Just simple little research. You know, all you need to do is press buttons and read, and you can see it. And it says here that there's going to be a special election. It says the proponents have 180 days to circulate the petition, which they'll get because we do have a corrupt system here in California. We know that. Even though they say that we don't. This is so it requires a vote in 2021. And it says requires a special election in May of 2021. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of curious when the first Tuesday of 2021. Yeah, so why 2021? So I am going to check this out for myself. I am going to start looking at 2021 and on my calendar. I'm quickly accessing my calendar. And May 4th would be 2021. That would be it. Okay, so now we have it, right? Now we have it. We know that 2021, May 4th, would be the day in which there'd be a special election for this particular ballot proposition, if it passes, if it garners enough signatures. Now, the interesting thing is that what they're doing as a result of this is they're going around and they've got an initiative by the Secretary of State. It just started this week. It rolls out today. It just starts this week. And then they had a fluff piece in CNBC about it at a Los Angeles bureau, by the way. When the reporter doesn't really know anything about squat on any of these things, the three-state solution or the new California or CalExit, yes, California business. So we go back to Twitter. We're back like a heart attack to Twitter. And this is what we're seeing all over Twitter this week. Alex, who happens to be the Secretary of State, boy, he is just all over the place in all parts of the state. And there's pictures all over of him at high school assemblies encouraging kids to, of course, vote, or at least register to vote. Now, there's an article here. I'm going to go back to this little article here, see if we can get this one going and see what this says. This is an article just 2 days ago.
High school students are getting a head start on becoming voters, even if they're not 18. This is High School Voter Education Week. Students at North Hollywood High got to pre-register to vote. California's Secretary of State has teamed up with election officials and schools across the state to promote civic education. The LA native explained to the teens the importance of voting.
And at some point, we're also going to be electing school board members, mayors. You have a chance to have a voice in those selections.
Every level of our government depends on active participation of the citizens, and it's our privilege to be a part of it.
Padilla has challenged schools to pre-register 100,000 students.
Well, and again, that's just one of the articles that's up here. I could go on and on and on. So the grand plan is to get these students just at the right time, right? By 2021. Of course, it's all not constitutional. That's the problem about this whole thing. So article after article, he's with the Huskies today. He's with the Wolves over there in Hollywood. And where's the Huskies? Something about the Fuskies. I don't know if you know about the Fuskies, but with those Huskies out there. Anyway, and he went to San Diego. Yeah, voter reform. So confidence, and some of the statements that I was reading was kind of interesting, that they're attacking Donald Trump because Donald Trump says that they have a very bad, California was replete, by the way. I say that all the time because it's a fact. A very, very dirty election system. It's scandalous. And Padilla knows it, by the way. And so does all the rest of the Mexican mafia down there. It says one of the things from the LA Times on the White House's latest unsubstantiated attack on California's elections. It would indeed take a conspiracy and one of historic proportions to pull off what Trump pretends is a proverbial fact. Another one, John Myers. It says, the morning's politics column, Trump's favorite allegation about California voter security. No data, no credible anecdotes, real danger of turning people off from voting, LA Times. Mm-hmm. This is a very sophisticated play for this movement, isn't it? Anyway, vote, yeah. And, it's kind of interesting to use the power of the state to politically persuade kids, which is really what this is. That's exactly what it is. It's to persuade kids to vote Democratic. There's no question about it. Or to vote for secession, right? To have your own country. Have your own country. Which would suit Mr. Padilla fine, I suspect. So this is one of the reasons why they're trying to chase Californians out of here, right? So they can take it over. I am speculating because why? I have a tinfoil hat on. That's what I have. So that's the initiative from them. Let's get back to the CNBC article here real quick. We'll dispense with this. So the CNBC article, CNBC hypes secession, which basically three-quarters of this article is all about secession movements. And because the real title says, plan to divorce California from U.S. is getting a second chance. And that's what this whole thing talks about, the secession ballot proposal. Has been cleared. So that's the big announcement. And these guys who have no support, really, they're going to try and hype it. But they're going to get support from the state. That's the problem. So you can see the state working alongside here with these guys from Yes California and CalExit. You can see that. That's exactly what they're doing. Of course, they give very little. I would say, of course, New California did not get the lion's share of publicity here. They gave the three states, the Cal 3 initiative, which of course is going to give you three Democratic states. Now, the one that's going to really work constitutionally is the only one, is New California. It's the only real viable way to form a state. But they don't want to talk about that. And the reason is, quote, this is from the reporter, it is also complicated to make a state, isn't it? I said the right way it is, yes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're sort of picking out this article. I want to give you a little bit of... He basically points out some of the things that we talked about. In fact, I talked to him about this. You're going to get three Democratic states. And, of course, their guy says everybody's leaving, overtaxed. He said businesses are leaving, blah, blah, blah. Meantime, there's also a measure backed by Silicon Valley... what is this? Yeah, so basically what happens is he gives two-thirds of the article to the Yes California business. And then he comes in and gives another portion about, six paragraphs, short paragraphs. Then we get one, two, three, four, five. We get six short paragraphs. Five short paragraphs. So they talk about the Cal 3, and then they come into New California and says, this is what it says. At the same time, there's a New California conservative movement that seeks to carve out rural counties into the 51st state. But this isn't a ballot initiative. The group is lining up support in counties and then hopes to take it to the legislature and then Congress. Okay, that's Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. He did not understand this when I was telling him about it. The author did not understand this. I had to take a substantial amount of time to become the teacher that I am and give him a robust, very robust lecture, which he listened to. But he found very confusing. He admitted it to me. He found it very confusing. Okay, can it be easier than this? Was one of the comments. Because you just go to vote. I said you can't vote. I said voting has nothing to do with it. I said I don't know why these people think they're going to get an initiative like this. That's not the plan. So here's the thing. Either they're going to ignore the Constitution Supremacy Clause, which requires Article 4, Section 3 for any kind of state splitting, right? Either they're just going to ignore the Constitution, or they're going to have to comply with the Constitution. There's no tweeners here. So I'm saying that the simple fact that we're discussing secession is seditious, and it is. So you have Alex Paniha. He has now approved signature gathering on a seditious act. He's a seditionist. And so is Marcus Ruiz Evans and the rest of them. They're trying to break up the United States of America. Get it? This is the one world order, folks, people. Come on. And they're part of it. We know this. The Mexican Mafia, this is not my term. This is the term used as, a term of endearment by the staffers in the California government building down there, the Capitol building, and all the other associations down there. All you need to do is go out and have a couple of iced teas with people after work hours, you know, in some of the little, restaurants around Sacramento to hear that. Okay, it's not, I didn't make it up. That's where I heard it, and heard it several times since. Like, every time I call down there, that's exactly the verbiage that they use. It says, so, the group is lining up supports. He doesn't mention the Constitution in here either, does he? He just interprets it that you have to take it to the legislature and then the Congress. That's the evidence of what I'm talking about. So far, the group claims to have at least 38 of the state's 58 counties. People are really disenchanted with what we're seeing in Sacramento, Paul Preston, vice chair of the New California Movement, said. He complained that the controversial sanctuary state law, along with other overregulation, are just some of the concerns fueling interest in the split. We'll have 49 counties at the end of this, said Preston. We want this to be a win-win for California and New California. And that's true. We do. We've been saying that. This is, but Capowitz, this is the, they have some sort of guy. I don't know who he is. It says Capowitz said leaving having California split into three states or even a 51st state would be unruly, and chances of it happening anytime soon are slim to none. Now, he doesn't make, this is the critic of this. This is Kaplan. Who is this guy, Kaplan? He's some sort of scholar or something like that. Doesn't make any mention of what would happen if to try to form a new country, right? Capowitz is his name. I'm trying to find what this guy, who is he? That says, doesn't say anything about what it would be like for a new state. Just that's the comment. So I can't read it fast enough to find out. Capowitz. Anyway. Oh, Seth Capowitz, a finance lecturer at San Diego State University. There you go. Finance lecturer. Right, right. He knows what he's talking about. Of course, the comment that he made to us is that he made in this article, it would be unruly and chances of it happening are anytime soon are slim to none. I know, and that's a bunch of garbage by Mr. Kaplowitz. And doesn't mention about what would happen. California gets $127 for every dollar. Is it for every hundred they get? Every hundred we get taxed, we get $127 in return from the federal government. How is Jerry Brown going to break that one up, right? How are we going to break off? First of all, it's unconstitutional to do this. And they're once again just committing sedition, is what they're doing. So, 180 days from now, I wonder what Donald Trump's going to be doing. I wonder. Anyway, we got a lot going on. It's grievance day. We've posted up the counties. A Sierra County in Downeyville, California, is going to be having a reading right by the gallows. I don't know if it's a gallows, but the county seat. And across the little street there is a huge gallows. The last public hanging in California was in Downeyville, California. Huh. We'll be back. I'm not going to make anything out of that one. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Isn't it interesting what's going on with all this stuff? Anyway, you kind of get the idea of what they're doing, trying to trap the youth and all that stuff. And I got to tell you, I think it's so vulgar and despicable what they're doing with the kids right now. They're trying to use high school age kids, minors, to become a voice against the Second Amendment, and also to corrupt them illegally by recruiting, really for Democratic purposes, because it's all Democrats that are out there that are surrounding the children. And I would never have permitted this sort of thing going on, you know, as a school administrator or superintendent, any stretch of the imagination. Of course, you see they've got the monoparty system. This is what happens in dictatorships, guys. Clearly, this is what happens in dictatorships. You've got the monoparty system of California that are now going to the kids. They're stealing the kids. First is, of course, inoculations, right? And now, of course, it's the curriculum. And now it's voting. That isn't democracy. That is not a Republican form of government, which guarantees, which is supposed to be guaranteed by our Constitution. Article 4, Section 4. First thing right there, it says the federal government guarantees us a Republican form of government. This is what happens in dictatorships. Venezuela is around the corner. And they want to form a separate country. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We will become the 51st state. And sooner than we all think. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.